When astronaut Scott Kelly returned from a year in space, NASA was able to bask in the reflected glow. Yet for all its prestige and ambition, NASA still has to rely on Russia to get astronauts to the International Space Station. And that rankles Texas Congressman John Culberson. He chairs the Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, and Science. While Kelly has been in space, Culberson has been pushing a bill to redo NASA's management structure. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Eric White about it.
The Space Leadership Preservation Act is designed to make NASA more professional and less political by giving the director of NASA a 10-year term like the FBI director, overlapping presidents, and trying to get the agency away from politics and more focused on their long-term mission of keeping American leadership in space the best in the world. The bill has several key features that first, to give the director a 10-year term to overlap presidents like the FBI director. I've also included language to allow NASA to do multi-year procurement so they can build rockets and spacecraft in the same way that the Navy builds aircraft carriers and submarines. And then finally, to allow the agency to send their budget recommendation directly to Congress, bypassing the Office of Management and Budget, so Congress can see an accurate picture of what the professionals at NASA believe is necessary to fund the agency to keep America's space program the best in the world. I've been a passionate supporter of NASA since I was a kid growing up in Houston, and it breaks my heart to see those wonderful people at NASA, the scientists, engineers, and astronauts that dedicate their lives to America's space program, have the rug jerked out from underneath them year after year by changing presidents, by changing congresses. There's no stability, there's no predictability, and that's very destructive to the agency and the morale of the great people at NASA. So the Space Leadership Act is designed to make the agency less political, more professional, give the agency stability and certainty and predictability so the scientists and engineers and astronauts can focus on building, designing and building the best spacecraft, the best rockets, the best missions on Earth, and the Congress would then be able to fund these things over many years and eliminate the pillar-to-post, year-to-year funding we've seen in the past at NASA.
And you mentioned that you had seen the rug pulled out from underneath NASA officials. Can you give me one example of when you saw that happening?
Absolutely. We will send you a chart that I had prepared based on the on work I've done with agency personnel, and in particular, Mike Coates, who was the retired director of the Johnson Space Center, sat down with me and helped me prepare a list of all the programs that have been canceled over the last 20 years at NASA, and we demonstrated that over a 20-year period, NASA had spent more than $20 billion on canceled development programs. That is a terrible waste of money, but more importantly, it's a terrible waste of human talent and destructive to the morale of the great people at NASA. And I think Exhibit A would be the Ares rocket program that the Obama administration canceled simply because it had George Bush's name on it. The Obama administration is very indifferent and pays virtually no attention to NASA, and they didn't even send a space shuttle to Houston because we vote Republican. The agency is should be above politics. It should be focused on making sure that America's leadership in space is unchallenged, and there should be absolutely no politics involved when it comes to designing and building the best rockets and spacecraft on Earth.
You said that one of the parts of the bill that you want is you want less politics involved in NASA budgeting. You don't think that politics might, you know, delve into that process if you're having them send a budget to Congress every year?
No, I'm trying to keep off. I want to keep the Office of Management and Budget out of the loop because OMB, today NASA is essentially run by OMB. OMB micromanages NASA, handcuffs them, prevents them from doing what they need to do, and I want to see the budget recommendation come directly from NASA without OMB interference. Secondly, Eric, I passed an amendment to the appropriations bill last year and the year before that nullifies the president's budget. I included because of the damage done each year to NASA by new president, new budget. As soon as the president's budget was issued, every federal agency immediately started following what the president's budget said, and they would begin to ignore the appropriations bill. And I just got tired of it. So I have written into law statutory provision that has now been in place for 2 years that makes it illegal for any federal agency to follow the president's budget. The language I included said that no funds in this act may be used to increase, eliminate, or reduce funding for a program, project, or activity as proposed in the president's budget until such proposed change is enacted in a subsequent appropriations bill or made pursuant to a reprogramming or transfer provision. So unless the subcommittee chairman approves the budget proposal as a reprogramming request or a part of a spending plan, or it's adopted by the appropriations bill, the bottom line is this language that I included was actually inspired by the damage that I saw done each year to NASA with the president's budget proposal. So I made it illegal for any federal agency to follow the president's budget. The president's budget now is essentially meaningless. It's simply a recommendation, and it's illegal for any agency to follow it. So it's important for all federal employees listening to your show to know that they must follow the appropriations bill. It is illegal for them to follow the president's budget. They must follow the laws enacted by Congress, and this in and of itself will give greater stability and certainty to NASA and every other federal agency because they know they must follow the appropriations bill and not that budget proposal that comes out in February, no matter who the president is.
See, that's the part that I'm trying to understand is you say you want to take politics out of the budgeting process for NASA, but now you're saying that, you know, federal employees shouldn't listen to the president's budget proposal. You know, aren't there going to be this back and forth all the time now between Republicans and Democrats?
There's no more back and forth. The president's budget is meaningless. It's null and the president's budget is null and void. From the moment it's produced, it doesn't mean anything. It's simply a recommendation that the Congress takes into consideration. Now, that's always been the case, Eric, but the agencies didn't act that way. The law as enacted by the people's elected representatives is the law of the land. That's been the case since the country was created. And the appropriations bill is what governs the operations of the federal government, not the president's budget. And the effect of the, in my experience, when I got on appropriations in 2003 and I realized, no matter who the president is, forget politics, forget personality, when the president's budget came out in February, I noticed that all these agencies would immediately change course and start acting as though the president's budget was reality, that that's what they had to do. And it was terribly destructive, particularly to a great agency like NASA. And I just got tired of it. And it is it has always been the law. The Constitution says very clearly that no money may be drawn from the Treasury except by appropriations, and the agencies are obligated to follow the appropriations bill. I just made that explicit. Now, this is highly relevant to our conversation about the Space Leadership Act because I've already enacted law that puts NASA and every other federal agency on a much more stable footing. They don't have to worry about following the president's budget anymore. The president's budget is simply a recommendation that is one of many that the Congress will consider in putting together the appropriations bill. Federal employees should know that they have the assurance that they can follow the law in the appropriations bill and not worry about the annual budget process forcing them to change course. That in and of itself, Eric, will give greater stability to NASA and every other federal agency.
Getting back to your actual legislation, you said you want to implement it so that NASA can have multi-year procurement.
Yes.
Are you worried that we'll see the same issues now that we see in DOD with multi-year procurement where, you know, the agency is making the largest amount of improper payments than they ever have this year or they did last year? Do you see maybe that being an issue with NASA?
Do you always have to be zealous? The Appropriations Committee will be zealous in our oversight of NASA. I intend to institute a process of making sure that we're using outside auditors. I want to make sure that NASA's using generally accepted accounting procedures and their way they handle their business. The Commerce, Justice, Science, Appropriations Committee in the House and the Senate will be conducting aggressive and very zealous oversight to make sure that the taxpayers' hard-earned money is well spent. Above all, this is I filed this legislation and have developed strong support for it in the Congress because all of us love NASA. We support our space program. We want them to be the best on Earth, and the way to assure American leadership in space exploration is to give those fine men and women at NASA the certainty that they are above politics and that the country will support them and they can focus on their long-term mission.
That's Texas Congressman John Culberson, chairman of the Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, and Science. Read more about the bill, share this interview with colleagues, go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.